Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected at any time to fire a salvo directly at China in what could escalate into a full-scale trade war between the world's two largest economies. Michael Brown has that story.
U.S. Trade Representative officials declined to specify what new action will be taken, but they did not disagree that an announcement is expected as soon as Thursday. Bracing for an anticipated harsh reaction from China, the official noted, "We recognize the potential gravity of the situation here." Market analysts say depending on the severity of the measures taken by Trump, stock markets in Asia and elsewhere could be roiled. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is admitting his company clearly made a mistake in its part in an illegal data collection scandal, but offered no apology in a rare television appearance. Corianne McSherry, legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, said independent audits were needed at Facebook.
We need those people to go in, look at Facebook's system, and make sure that they're actually really being held accountable and that they're really doing the job they need to do to protect user data.
Zuckerberg also said in the CNN interview he is sure someone is trying to meddle in the upcoming November midterm U.S. congressional elections, but gave no details. Austin, Texas, Police Chief Brian Manley said suspected serial bomber Mark Condit left behind a 25-minute-long cell phone video confession before killing himself as police moved in to arrest him. Police have warned that there may be still more bombs planted in the city, even though Condit is dead. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Spain's government has rejected a plan by separatists in Catalonia's regional parliament to elect prominent secessionist politician Jordi Turull as Catalan president. The Secretary of State for Territorial Administration called Thursday's vote in Barcelona another ploy in the region's frustrated attempt to gain independence. Hamas-run security forces in Gaza detained a main suspect in last week's assassination attempt against Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. That individual has now died in custody. Jeff Custer has more.
A security official said the suspect was detained after a gun battle Thursday in which two security officers were killed. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Monday blamed Hamas for the explosion, but provided no evidence. His remarks threatened reconciliation efforts to end a decade-old rift between his Fatah faction and the Islamist Hamas group that is dominant in Gaza. Abbas said he did not trust Hamas to investigate the incident honestly and that there had been zero progress in the Egyptian-brokered reconciliation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Envoy Brian Hook spoke about meetings he had with three European allies about the Iran nuclear deal.
What the president has asked us to do is to work with our European allies and see if we can come to an agreement before May 12th, and we don't have any instructions beyond May 12th.
Trump has threatened to withdraw the United States from the accord between Tehran and six world powers signed in 2015 before he took office, unless France, Britain, and Germany help agree to a follow-up pact by that date. Trump does not like some of the deal's limited duration, among other things in the pact. Jacob Greaves has more on the Nigerian schoolgirls that were abruptly freed on Wednesday.
These Nigerian schoolgirls are now safe back home after they were kidnapped over a month ago by Boko Haram. They were abruptly dropped off in Dapachi Town from the militants group's vehicles on Wednesday.
There were five of us that died. Those that died were not killed by Boko Haram. They died because they were trampled upon. It was stress and trauma that made them tired and weak.
It's the biggest mass abduction since Boko Haram took over 270 schoolgirls from the town Chibok in 2014.
That's Jacob Greaves reporting. Indian officials say government forces have ended a two-day operation against rebels fighting against Indian rule in disputed Kashmir, in which 10 combatants died. Police said Thursday that troops cleared explosives from a remote forested village in northwestern Kupwara region, where fighting began early Tuesday and ended overnight. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA.